This is a Bedrock Radio podcast. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk. Bedrock
Radio. Community News Roundup for February 2021.
This is Bedrock Radio.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News, and I'm Jill Rowley. In acknowledgement to a campaign by Havering MP Andrew Rossendale, the model tenancy agreement has been changed, making it easier for tenants with well-behaved pets to find rented accommodation. Mr. Rossendale introduced the bill known as Jasmine's Law in the House of Commons in October last year. The Melin restaurant in Woodford Bridge, popular with celebrity TOWIE TV stars and Premier League footballers, has been stripped of its licence by Redbridge Council for not complying with licensing conditions. COVID-19 guidelines were also continually ignored, putting the safety of the restaurant's patrons and staff members at risk. And finally, a new everyday comedy will be premiered on Zoom by Queen's Theatre Hornchurch. You can join Sharon and Barry Do Romeo and Juliet live from their living room for this new take on Shakespeare's most romantic comedy from the 25th of February to the 6th of March. Details can be found on the Queen's Theatre website. That's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Starting from the 1st of February, Barking and Dagenham Council have removed all of the parking meters in the borough so that they can move to a cashless system. Residents will now need to pay using the Pay by Phone app on their smartphones or in shops offering PayPoint. The council believe this will provide a more efficient service. A Dagenham resident has been fined £800 after being caught dumping litter from his car. Councillor Mullane said, "We're determined to keep our borough clean and make it a nice place for people to work and live. This is something we don't take lightly and we will always take action." And finally, Arts Council-funded initiative Havering Changing hopes to put smiles on faces through a series of creative projects. Let's Make Havering Happy is inviting residents to submit creative ideas designed to improve the morale of the area. The project's co-coordinator said they want to make people feel cared for and give them something positive to focus on. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. A 21-year-old man has been arrested by police on suspicion of burglary following a knife fight with machetes on Baysdale Road in Dagenham. When police arrived, four other males fled the scene, with one male being arrested on the 28th of January. Anyone with information should contact police on 101 or contact Crime Stoppers. Debenham stores in Romford and Lakeside are set to close as online retailer Boohoo has bought Debenham's online and own brand goods, which they plan to rebuild and relaunch the 242-year-old brand onto the e-commerce market. The deal will see the remaining 118 Debenham stores close down, with an estimated 12,000 job losses. The Cheddle Heath branch of Barclays Bank will close at the end of April. Barclays said the decision comes as only 10% of transactions are taking place in branch. Following the closure, the nearest branches will be located at Romford and Ilford. And finally, Brentwood Council have begun installing electric vehicle chargers across the borough. With the Osprey charging network, three 50-kilowatt chargers have already been installed in the Town Hall car park, with more chargers to be rolled out throughout the year. That's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News, and I'm Jill Rowley. Serial paedophile Mark James Dale from Romford was convicted of making indecent images of children after downloading more than 14,000 pictures and videos on the dark web. He pleaded guilty at Barking Magistrates Court and will be sentenced on February 15th. 72 cannabis factories have been busted by police across Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge and Havering in the last 6 months. Police have issued guidance for a number of signs to look for, and if you believe there may be a cannabis factory close to your home, you should call 101 or report it anonymously via Crime Stoppers. And finally, Redbridge Council is one of the first councils in London to support the visually or sensory impaired with COVID-19 home testing kits. Requesting home testing kit through NHS 119 presents a considerable barrier to visually or sensory impaired people who can now contact Redbridge Sensory Services for assistance. That's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Havering Council will continue to fund the school meal holiday scheme for those most in need during the February half term. Families will be able to apply for £15 for each child in receipt of free school meals to support them whilst the schools are closed. Olivia Smith, whose parents own the Wheatsheaf pub in Romford, is raising money to help support families affected by neuroblastoma childhood cancer. Sponsored by Carbon Sure Consulting in Romford, Olivia plans to undertake a wing walk and raise over £2,000 when the event takes place on the 19th of June. And finally, Barkingham Dagenham Council is asking local residents how easy they find reporting the problem of fly tipping. The council wants to ensure it is doing everything to make it easy as possible for residents to report the problem, and asking residents for their views on the process to see what needs to be improved. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. In January, over 10,000 people had visited the vaccination hubs at the Barking, Haverin and Redbridge University Hospital Trust sites. There are still many people waiting for their vaccinations, but in a series of short videos on YouTube and social media, staff across Queen's and King George Hospitals want to reassure others that the vaccine is safe. Haverin Council is flying the Progress Pride flag to mark LGBT plus History Month. The flag signalled the start of a series of online activities in Haverin, with Haverin Council sharing stories via its social media and newsletters about pivotal LGBT plus figures. And finally, drivers across London, Essex and Kent are being reminded to prepare for snowy and icy conditions over this week. Following weather warnings from the Met Office, Highways England Operations Manager Edward Oag said drivers should plan journeys, monitor weather reports and pack a snow kit if travel is essential. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. A local fly tipper has been given a £400 fine after being tracked down by Haverin Council's enforcement team. Dumped rubbish found at the foot tunnel near Judson's Lane and Nursery Walk was traced to a nearby address where the resident was served with a fixed penalty notice. Five men and one woman have been arrested for modern slavery offences. Warrants were executed on the 9th of February in Harrow, Romford, Hayes, Forestgate and Harlow. Those arrested are aged between 30 and 55 years old. And finally, Barking and Dagenham residents are invited to join a free online session to address concerns people may have about the coronavirus vaccine rollout. Two GPs and the borough's Director for Public Health will join council members for a one-hour Q&A session on the 18th of February. There's no need to register and residents can find information on the LBBD website. That's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Barking and Dagenham Council is due to host its first Safer Neighbourhood Board of the Year and is asking residents to register and submit their questions in advance. The online event will provide residents with the opportunity to talk about issues they're concerned about or that they feel the police should be focusing on. Toddlers from Ardley Green Nursery have paid their respects to Captain Sir Tom Moore with drawings and commemorative claps. The toddlers learnt about how Sir Tom had walked around his garden 100 times and how the money he had raised was helping the NHS. And finally, Barking and Dagenham Council is asking residents to review a proposal for the renewal of two public space protection orders in the borough. Councillor Margaret Mullane said, "We know that antisocial behaviour is a key concern for residents, so that is why it is important that we get your thoughts and work out if they can be improved in any way." And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Building has begun on the new Integrated Medical Centre in Corrinham. The centre, which will be funded by the North East London Foundation Trust, will become home to a range of health and social care services, GP services, blood and testing and general outpatient services. The centre is expected to open in spring 2022. A crater-sized pothole in Raynham has now been filled following intervention from the leader of Haverin Council, Damien White. The Haverin Daily website ran the story about the pothole earlier this month that had punctured car tyres and the exposed debris from the pothole hitting passing pedestrians. Police were called to a woodland area near Arena Essex Purfleet following reports of dangerous bikers racing through the woodlands. Police have issued three COVID fines to the riders. And finally, plans to expand Fairlot Waters County Park by 250 acres, or 100 football pitches, has been met with overwhelming support from both Labour and Conservative councillors. Praised as a wonderful idea and have supported a £500,000 budget for the first stage of work. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. A man accused of buying a sword and knife as he plotted a terror attack told a covert police officer how a proposal to poison the royal family with ice cream ended in jail, a court has heard. Sahib Abu, who lives in Dagenham, is on trial at the Old Bailey and denies preparation of terrorist acts. The long-awaited redevelopment of Ilford Town Centre's gyratory system has taken a step forward. Redbridge Council will take the lead after rejecting developers it felt were trying to build too densely on the site. The council hopes to take advantage of Crossrail arriving in 2022 to rebrand Ilford Town Centre as an East London gem. And finally, Dagna mother Jane Allsop couldn't wait to see her son again after leaving Queen's Hospital 99 days after being admitted with COVID. Jane, who works in community care, is looking forward to making up for lost time with her loved ones. That's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Macmillan Cancer Support has urged people to get in touch for support after they've revealed figures that more than 3,000 people across East London feel they have no one to talk to about their worries. Many patients have been isolating since last March, and some receiving diagnoses and bad news without friends or family around them. A Dagenham woman has been ordered to pay more than £1,500 for failing to clear a garden strewn with rubbish after Barking and Dagenham Council received a number of complaints from neighbours. Councillor Margaret Mullane said, "Leaving putrid, smelling rubbish in your garden is quite clearly not acceptable behaviour." And finally, a high-tech business hub scheme has been given the green light by Barking Council. Called Industria, the hub is the brainchild of Be First, Barking and Dagenham's regeneration arm. It will be situated yards from the River Thames and the River Roding. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. A Dagenham man in Wood Lane has racked up a fine of £2,750 after late-night karaoke sessions. Jason Harvey of Wood Lane has played music so loud that the council has received over 155 complaints about his music and late-night DIY. Jason failed to attend his court summons at the Barkingside Magistrates Court, where the fine was issued in his absence. Four local businesses have been awarded contracts in a regeneration project in Rainham. Napier and New Plymouth House is the first construction site as part of the 12 Estates Regeneration Programme. This project will aim to deliver 3,500 high-quality homes in a joint venture between Havering Council and Waite Residential. And finally, Barleylands Farm Park in Billericay has welcomed new arrivals as lambing season gets underway. Staff caring for the sheep at the farm have been uploading videos to the Barleylands social media feeds and are asking users to name the animals. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
Your healthy music mix. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk.